This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
A Manhattan appeals court has sided with the French designer Christian Louboutin in a high-profile fashion case involving the designer's signature red-soled women's shoes. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is here live with more on this story. Good morning.
Hi, Jeremy.
So Louboutin gets to exclusively market those red-soled shoes?
Well, he does, right? But not everything red that costs $1,000 a pair and goes on a woman's lovely foot. The appeals court sort of split the difference here in a case that's being closely watched by designers who often end up doing similar things with style and color. So Louboutin's shoe that's got a sole painted with a glossy red lacquer, that is trademarked, but not a fancy shoe that is red on the top and the bottom, as Yves Saint Laurent has been selling.
And Mitchell, we're going to be hearing and seeing a lot more about high fashion in the coming week as Fashion Week gets underway here in New York City, right?
Right. It's fall, so we'll be seeing the spring 2013 collections. This is the high-end stuff that struts down the runway, and that signals what will be marketed to the middle and the lowbrow consumer. Here's Marshall Cohen, retail analyst at the NPD Group.
Look for color, look for print, look for pattern, and look for dramatic changes in silhouettes to try to get the consumer to re-engage with fashion. The industry has been a little bit too subdued for a while coming out of the recession, thinking that's what the consumer wanted.
And wealthy consumers have actually been buying, but middle-class people haven't exactly been rushing out to renew their wardrobes, at least until now. I'm based in Portland, Oregon, so I guess if they do that, that could mean a new plaid shirt and hiking boots. In New York, maybe you'll see a lot of fresh, bold, new red shoes.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.